I remember my grandmother telling me about the old ways, whispered words to shield a child from harm. She would say that a grandmother's love had a special power, one that could wrap around a grandchild like an invisible cloak. In Slavic folklore, these protective spells were passed down through generations, often spoken by grandmothers over their grandchildren. I'm not sure whether these words hold any literal power, but the tradition itself is fascinating. The role of grandmothers in Slavic protective magic. In many Slavic villages, the grandmother was seen as the family's spiritual guardian. She was the one who knew the old prayers, the charms, and the rituals that kept evil away. When a child was born, it was often the grandmother who performed the first protective rites. She would whisper words over the cradle, tie red threads around the baby's wrist, or place a small icon under the pillow. One traditional charm involved the grandmother biting the child's hair 3 times while reciting a spell. The words went something like, "Go away, trouble, vanish, foreign hands, unkind eyes, evil tongues. From the born and baptized servant of God, name. May foreign hands go numb, enemies turn to stone, tongues be silenced, and never know trouble. He. Lock. Tongue. Amen." This ritual was meant to protect the child from the evil eye, a common belief in many cultures. I find it touching that this role was not limited to the maternal grandmother. In folklore, both the mother's mother and the father's mother could perform these rites. The only requirement was genuine love and a sincere desire to protect. Some practitioners believe that a grandmother's blessing carries extra weight because she is not directly responsible for the child's daily care, so her love is seen as pure and unconditional. A Slavic bathhouse spell for infant health. Another tradition comes from the old Slavic bathhouse, where midwives would recite a charm while bathing a newborn. The bathhouse was considered a sacred space, a place of purification and healing. The midwife would say, "Granny Solomonushka steamed the baby Jesus in water. She left steam on the baby's body. Lord, bless. Lord, help. In the name of the baptized, name, hands, grow, gain heroic strength. Legs, walk, hold your body firmly." This charm was believed to give the child strength, health, and happiness. Historical records show that families would sometimes hide coins or a jug of milk to pay the midwife for reciting these words. The midwife was seen as a gatekeeper of ancient knowledge, and her services were highly valued. Today, some people still practice these rituals, though often as a cultural tradition rather than a literal belief. I once met a woman who told me her grandmother used a similar charm every time she bathed her as a baby. She didn't know if it worked, but she felt a deep connection to her heritage every time she heard the words. For her, the spell was a way of honoring her ancestors. Reconciliation spells for strained family ties. Not all Slavic spells were for children. Some were meant to heal relationships between adults. One such charm is for reconciling a son with his parents. According to tradition, this spell should be read during the waning moon, a time associated with letting go and release. The ritual involves visiting a church, lighting a candle for the health of the son and parents, and then lighting another candle before an icon of the Archangel Michael. Back at home, the person recites, "Invincible and unspeakable holy power. Mother of God, become my helper, intercessor before Archangel Michael. Send me, servant of God, his name, in the morning Archangel Michael on a fiery horse with a sharp sword, with a fiery rein. By God's command, for the quick reconciliation of God's servants, names. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen." What strikes me about this charm is that it can be recited by anyone, the son, the parents, or even a third party who wishes for peace. It's a reminder that folk magic often focused on restoring harmony within the family. While I can't say whether these words have any effect, the intention behind them, love, protection, reconciliation, is something I think we can all appreciate.